Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Voices of Integrity Beauty. My name is Roberta Michelle Sycon, and I'm the founder of Motivation for You and its division, Integrity Beauty Women of Excellence. Integrity Beauty Women of Excellence is a unique Christian ministry for women that includes pageantry, motivational speaking, and advocacy. Our program utilizes members' life experiences to enhance the lives of others and increases the participants' self-confidence and passion for Christ. Integrity Beauty is not a beauty pageant. It is a Christian leadership ministry that uses the crown and the sash as a tool to empower women to know that they are daughters of the King. The crown and sash is used as a trademark of Miss Helen Albert, our visionary, which also represents that though we may be broken in God's sight, we are His princesses. Today I would like to introduce to you our 2015 Integrity Beauty Woman of Excellence, Shavela Davis. Today, Shavela will be talking about never giving up on your goals and dreams and putting in place a strategy to accomplish your goals for 2015. Good morning, Shavela. How are you today?
Good morning, Roberta. I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. I'm excited about our topic today. And Happy New Year to you.
Oh, same to you.
So I'm ready to hear how to put my goals into place for 2015.
Well, I like to talk about things that are close to me or things that I'm experiencing myself. So that's why I came up with the topic in the first. I started maybe about the fall of last year, setting some things in place for this year that I have been putting off, or, you know, goals that I want to get accomplished. So that's why I chose the topic, because it's something I'm going through now for myself. So just a couple things that I wanted to do, and I started one. One was to get my master's degree, and I started that in January of last year. I started school. So that was one thing that I had been putting off for several years. For one thing, maybe because I didn't really know what I wanted to go back for. That was one issue. You don't want to go to school and waste any money. You definitely need to know what you want to go back to school for. But I finally, because I have a bachelor's degree in social work, and at first I was just going to go for that, and then I was like, well, do I really want to do that or not? So finally I decided upon business, master's in business. So I went back for that. So I started that last year, but that was about maybe 6 or 7 years of trying to decide what I wanted to do, which was, that's a pretty long time when I could have probably already had it accomplished. But once again, going back to our topic, not giving up, you know, even though it was a long time and I was kind of hesitant of going back to school because I had been out of school so long, you know, in the work field, it was kind of like a little bit scary, but I did a lot better than I thought I would do. And that's one goal that I have already, you know, got into and started working on. So that's one thing. And then this year I've already set things up. That's why I'm just kind of like trying to stay focused. And that's one strategy you have to have. You have to be focused and definitely have your time managed well. So I know, for one, I'm on social media a little bit too much, so I'm trying to back away from that because it can be a distraction, especially when you need to do schoolwork or study for things. So I'm trying to stay focused and not procrastinate in a lot of things, a lot of areas.
I think that's wonderful, and piggyback off of what you're saying, I started a notebook, and I am also going to journal this year, and I'm going to put it into place to create a workshop for next year about becoming the CEO of your life. And
wow, that's good.
Thank you. And I can totally relate. The same thing with social media. Like this year, I've decided that one way that to make it so I'm more using it to keep in touch with the people that I need to, but not being on it so much, is I made a decision to this year focused on one person every day on my Facebook page, where that makes it to where it's more that I'm taking the time to focus on them instead of myself. And I agree with you completely, because social media really can steal a lot of your time. It is a time stealer. It can be a positive thing for you, but it definitely is a time stealer, and you have to learn to manage your time. I notice a lot of people are saying that, so that's definitely something that maybe we should focus on in the future to discuss. And then also, too, a lot of things, you know, I noticed that even including myself, we're setting goals that you say what you're going to do, you say what you're going to do, but I think you have to have a little more of a plan than just like a month before New Year's. So saying, okay, here's what I'm going to do.
Oh, yeah.
But you can make your New Year's any day of the year. Yes, ma'am.
I was just going to say, I definitely agree. And I think another thing to do is, it's never too late, but, you know, it's already 2015. It's already here. And for those people that don't have any goals set or you know, anything like that, you can, it's never too late to start. You can write. I think lists are good to write things down, things you want to do. And you don't necessarily have to go in an order. Like, you can have, write a list to have five things, and maybe number five might be first. You know, or it's just the way we can plan as much as we want to. But, you know, life happens, things happen. But it's just never to give up on it. Still try to refocus, revisit what you want to do, and just try to put those things in order as much as possible. The list worked for me. I like to – I'm a visual person, so I like to see, see things. And that's kind of like how I learn. I'm a little different in learning. Like, I've, for my job, I go to these different video conferences, and all they do, they give you a packet, and they're talking. I'm like, what? So I'm the type of person, I have to actually do what you're telling me to do, and then I can get it. Can't tell you to actually go through it and try it.
Absolutely, and that's too, I'm a list maker, and that's how I, you know, I have, like, my calendar, and there's so many things that I do every day, and that's how I keep myself and, you know, going. And so many people say, you know, I don't have a goal, or there's nothing I need to do, but we all have a goal. There's all, every one of us has stuff we need to work on. I don't want to hear that, you know what I mean, because it's the truth. We all have things that we need to better ourselves in, and make the effort to do, and it's just about becoming responsible. And you know, like, what I'm wanting to do is, you know, try to help people see that, you know, so many people are in fear and don't want to move forward, but they don't realize that they're in control of their own life, you know. And what is the fear that you're battling? Why you don't want to change, you know? So what would you say would be the best way to start making a list if you've never made one before?
I want to say something real quick before I get to that. You made a good point. You said a lot of people say they don't have goals. And I think for those people, it's because they're looking at a goal as something big, major, and it doesn't have to be. It could be getting to work on time. If you're not getting to work on time, that's something little. You know, a goal is just a goal, exactly what it is. And one thing for making a list for somebody that's never has is maybe looking into something that you've always wanted to do. It started simple like that, and maybe, you know, you might have all your, you know, your career may be going well, so it might not be any career goals you have. You might be where you want to be, have a family, things like that, so you don't see it as, well, I don't really have any goals, but maybe you've always wanted to play piano, you know, or maybe you always wanted to learn how to bake. That could be something that you write down, or, you know, never been on a vacation. I want to go on a vacation. Write it down, write some things down, jot some things down that you might have always wanted to do, and then that could turn into something that you're, you know, working towards doing for 2015 or, you know, whenever you want to do it. It's just, it's not that you know, deep of a situation. It doesn't have to be. People can make it more than what it is, but it can be as simple as that, making a list. And then, like I said, don't be so hard on yourself about, I have to have this done by September. And if it doesn't happen, like I said, you can have a list of five, and number five might be first. And that might be something that you planned, you know, and it might happen first, it might not happen last. So, you know, when you make a list, just start as simple as I said, something you might want to do. And don't be so hard on yourself. Don't be so hard on yourself if it doesn't happen, but still try to work towards it.
You are absolutely right, 100%, because I know that I used to beat myself up all the time if I wouldn't achieve my goals. And now I've made the decision that, you know, at least I'm making the effort to try to have goals. But then, again, you have to be realistic. And if you're not doing anything to achieve those goals and you keep making excuses, then you have to revisit again and say, okay, what do you need to do? Excuse me, I'm sorry. What do you need to do to put these goals in place? Because sometimes, you know, what you want to do, it's just you like, you know, some people are so like, I'm going to lose weight or I'm going to do this. And then it's like, for the moment, it's great and wonderful. But then all of a sudden, whenever it happens that it's time to start doing what your goal is, it just isn't working out, where maybe, you know, time's a factor, or maybe you just don't have the right people around you to motivate you. It could be so many different things. So it's like, you know, you have to kind of make a second list of, okay, what is helping me? What's blocking me? What do I need to
do? That's good.
Who do I need to help me? What's in my control? What's out of my control? Kind of where you get deeper into your goal, because it feels awesome when you do achieve something you've wanted to get done. You know,
it really does.
Simple, walking around the block, you know. I was just talking to my mom about that yesterday, trying to get her to want to just at least get out of the house once a week. And she told me she was too afraid to do it. And I'm like, Mom, sometimes you just got to do it afraid, you know. And she told me, I know, but you could tell she's still so scared to do it. So I'm hoping that maybe she'll eventually get to where she'll go outside. And what about people, do you think, that don't have the motivation around them? What would you suggest for them that want to start working on their goals but don't have very many people to support them?
Yeah, in that situation, I think in that situation especially, but in all, you have to be your own motivation. Sometimes you have to motivate yourself, because it's not always good to rely on other people for validation or to give you a push, because, like, you know, they could be here today, gone tomorrow. So, you know, you have to be with you 24/7, you know, always. So it's just good to start trying to motivate yourself, saying encouraging words to yourself or scriptures, you know, read the Bible, just scriptures. Most people have their favorite scriptures and things like that. Just try to encourage yourself or have encouraging words. And just start there and just start telling yourself, I could do this. I could do this. You know, there's no reason to have fear, et cetera. You know, just start from there. Start very little. And you'll be surprised how much it'll work for you. It really will. And just like you touched on not too long ago about fear, that can stop. Oh, my goodness. That will stop you, cripple you. You won't move. And I've always had a fear of failure, a big fear of failure. That was my, not really starting anything, but just failing when I start, you know, and I don't, you know, that's something that I have battled with. But when you start making moves, you'll be so surprised how well things will fall into place when the timing is right. Because timing's everything, too. So, but yeah, I think that's good to motivate yourself, be your own motivator.
And you hit a really good point, too, sis, about your failure, where, like, I have that one, but I think I'm kind of getting over that one. I think my biggest one for me, just because of everything I've been through, and, you know, it shows that we're human, because a lot of people don't want to admit their flaws, but mine is fear of rejection. So it's like, you know, I have the fear of rejection that I battle with, because, you know, fortunately that's what I was raised around. And, you know, you try so hard and it's like you don't want people to reject what you're doing, and that's where I battle. Mm-hmm. So I understand completely where you're coming from on that one. And the other thing is, too, that I was just going to say, another thing for 2015 that I think that we all should try to focus a little bit on is becoming peaceful with ourselves, because,
yes,
you know, God
yes,
made
yes,
us the
yes,
way
yes.
that we are. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, if don't beat yourself up. If you're overweight, I mean, work on what you can to make yourself healthier, but don't beat yourself up to the point that
mm-hmm.
you make yourself miserable because you're not this perfect mold of what society says that you're supposed to be. Or, you know, become at peace with yourself, because that's the most important thing. Because I'm realizing this, and I'm trying to help these young ladies understand this. You know, People magazine and Vogue and all them, I mean, realistically, they're not going to be knocking on our door. Do you know what I mean? Like, you have to be a very elite person to be picked to do something like that. So, I mean, like, don't be so critical of yourself. Like, I mean, do what you can to make yourself healthier and better, but don't beat yourself up if you're not this supermodel perfect thin that the society wants us to be. Because I always say to myself, and it's to help myself feel better because I am overweight, that, you know, there is somebody that's bigger than me that looks at me and sees me as one of those supermodels and wishes they could be my size. And I don't mean that, like, don't do anything to better yourself, but I'm just saying to try to make it so that you're not beating yourself up that you have to be this certain way. It just helps a little bit to try to make your goals more realistic for you, because I know that young ladies battle this so bad, and so women do too, about having to be
mm-hmm.
this perfect fit, perfect look thing. And that's one thing for 2015 I wanted to say, is just try to make yourself healthier. Don't worry about trying to be this perfect body image, because to tell you the truth, I don't think, you know, I think we all have an issue on our bodies. You know, that's not perfect. And, you know,
yeah.
be who you are, you know. That's what I'm going to do this year. And
You're so right.
Just don't wear, a bikini. Don't wear a bikini if the bikini's not going to fit you correctly, or... like, have wisdom on what you wear. Like, at least that's all I
think. you're right about that. But this is what people fail to realize. Even the Vogues and the People magazines, even those people are not perfect enough, because they Photoshop and cut stuff off of them. And they're already pencil thin, and they lighten things. And, I mean, nobody's perfect enough for society. And I made up in my mind a long time ago, I never fit into the society's little, because I've always been tall. So, you know, I'm like 5'11". I've always been plus size. So right there, that knocked about 2-3 things off their off their list, you know, because, you know, to be perfect. And I just, a long time ago, decided I'm going to make my own definition of what beauty is, starting with myself. And that's a way to do that, because, you know, there's always going to be somebody, or you look to the society, they're going to say you're ugly, you're too this, you're too that, you're too whatever. It doesn't matter what it is, you know. And like you said, somebody, we all have some part of our body that we don't like. But it, to get to the point where you're like, oh, I hate it, and da 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 da. No, just work on it. Like me, I just want a flat stomach. That's all I want. I don't made up in my mind, I just go work on a flat stomach. And go from there. And if God blesses me with everything else, then I will be so happy. But that's what we'll start with. I'm going to work on that for this year. And I started last year and kind of fell off. But like I said, our topic is never giving up. So I'm going to start again. I'm going to start again this year and try to, eat healthier and go from there.
Yes, ma'am. And then another thing, too, is
Just making little changes. Like for me, a couple months ago, I decided to cut my hair, and I'm still getting used to it. I like your hair.
It's cute.
Thank you. I'm still getting used to it. It's still a little bit, like my husband doesn't like it. He likes long hair, but I'm still getting used to it. But you know what? I'm glad I did something different because I've held on to the hair for so long, and it's like I needed to break free from that. And I'm glad I did because, you know, it was something I just one day it was just like I just walked in and told Debbie, just cut it. And she's like, are you sure? And I said, yeah, just do it. It's not worth it. Like, I just need something different because, like, with my body changing and everything and my hormones and stuff. And I just told her, I'm like, just do it. And I had a really hard time, you know, getting used to it at first and because it was just so different. And, you know, I'm more used to it than I was. But there's some days, you know, it's kind of like it's still a little bit hard to get used to. But I'm glad I did it because it took a step for me to say, okay, you know what, I can make a change. And that was a huge thing. So, I mean, even doing something as simple as that or going a different way to work or maybe cleaning out your closet or making a different food that you've never tried before or something.
Yeah.
You got to
do
something different. Do something different. What do you suggest about that?
For one, I want to commend you because change is a big thing for a lot of people, and especially with women and hair and just trying different clothes. It's like, you know, you get comfortable in your zone. And, you know, if I just want to commend you on that. And, you know, it's hair. It's going to always grow back. So, but I just think, like you said, people can just try anything and don't be afraid to, you know, and you might not like it yourself. You might try stuff and be like, ooh, no, that wasn't for me. And it's okay to do that. It's okay. You'll never know unless you try. You'll never know. There's so many things that I haven't done, like skiing and all that. And I just look at it like I'm not doing that because I'm falling break something. So, but my aunt was talking to me the other day. She was like, Shavana, it's fun. You should go. You should do it even if you don't ski, just to go and be in the atmosphere. And I'm looking at her like, yeah. But, you know, it's just until you try, I might love it. You never know. I might be an Olympic. You never know, you know. But it's just about trying it. You'll never know unless you try it. Really.
You are absolutely correct. I'll go with you and sit at the skiing lodge because that's just what I said. I said, I'll go and sit with you, like, at the skiing lodge, but I won't go skiing because I think I'd break my leg too.
I need my legs, honey. I need my legs. I need my legs, okay. I can see myself already sliding down. People are like, there goes Shavana. I'm like, whoa. I can't do that. No.
Well, roller skating, rollerblading.
Yeah, I like skating. I used to love it, but I haven't done it in so long. But I do like skating. I do like that.
Okay, so then next time I see you, I'll have to make plans to go roller skate. There you go, everyone.
That would be fun. That would be so fun.
Yeah. So, see, there's things you can do. I mean, see, roller skating should come back into style. It used to be so popular when we were younger, and now it's like pretty dead.
It really did.
Yeah, we need to make a popular thing again because isn't it supposed to be every 20 years or something things come back into style?
That's what they say. We'll see.
Yeah. So it's time for roller skating to come back into style. But I thank you for today, and we only have a few minutes left, so I was going to ask you, would you like to close? Is there anything you'd like to share?
My own experiences, setting goals for myself and trying to make accomplishments in my life and never giving up on them, even if they were delayed. And I just wanted to say that to someone else out there that might be listening. You can do it too and motivate yourself. And don't be afraid to change or try new things. It's the great things. It's the third day of the year, 2015. It could be your year. I know it's mine. So just try. Just move. Just set goals and, you know, just better yourself in any way you can, you know. And that's really it. And God loves you. And I do, too.
And I love you, too. Thank you for thank you for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And don't forget about that roller skating. I'm going to hold you to it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We'll definitely make plans. You'll have to let me know where we can go in Columbus to go roller skating. I definitely will do that with you.
Okay, no problem.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you. Love you.
Love you, too. We'd like to thank you for taking the time to listen to Shabela Davis. And if you have a topic you'd like Shabela to speak on, please feel free to leave comments. You're welcome to follow us on Blog Talk Radio. Join us at Twitter at Motivation for You, or email Shabela at cdavis@msintegritybeauty.com. Or please join us on our mission to heal hearts and inspire lives at www.msintegritybeauty.com. If you have a message, Integrity Beauty has a mission. And until next time, be a world changer.